This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
What do you think Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have tapped into? It's a powerful thing.
Look, I do think, Scott, people are angry. And that anger comes out of frustration. It comes out of fear, insecurity. The vast majority of Americans haven't had a raise in 15 years. Women are still working for unequal pay. They know it. The minimum wage hasn't been raised. And there's so much that people feel like, you know, their government's not working for them, the economy's not working, the political system is not working. So I think people are angry, but they're also hungry for solutions.
And you're exactly right, Madam Secretary, that people are hungry for solutions, and I believe the government's responsibility is to level the playing field to where we have a chance to do that ourselves and not look to the government to be, you know, the end-all and be-all. Therein lies the problem. I think you get this overstepping, and that's what's going on. But, yes, it's what has happened in the political landscape in our country is you got these bookends that are going on here between a Republican ideology, whatever remnant remains, and a Democratic ideology. They seem to be all, you know, coming to and converging to a degree in trying to be the answer. Most of us don't want the government to be the answer and the government of everything. We want the government to support the Constitution, what our founders, you know, painstakingly put together. They put their lives, they put their blood, they put their treasure on this Constitution that has led this country to incredible greatness and exceptionalism. Yes, there's nothing wrong with that word. When you compare us, we can be proud to be Americans. And it's because of what our founding fathers had set in motion for us. But yes, the people are angry because, the government has social engineered, as Newt Gingrich declared and described it here a number of years back, has in their attempt to be the answer, they've social engineered and messed this whole thing up. You know, kind of like what Dr. Zwelling had to say, just, you know, when you look at Obamacare as a case in point. But yes, the country is angry, and understandably so.
My biggest issue with what she said is that she said things that she acts like people have no control over. My dad listened to me complain about, you know, my jobs and things like that, and I'd complain about how much money I was getting paid. And he asked me a really simple question one time. Well, have you asked for more? Well, yeah. Wait a minute. No, I didn't. So then you ask for more, of course your job doesn't want to give you a raise.
Exactly.
But if you ask for more, they're probably willing to give it to you. And she said, what she said made it sound like we have no control over that. And like we're some lost children that aren't getting our allowance and stuff. Everything that she said that we should complain about is something that we as people can take care of. Minimum wage. How many people are getting paid minimum wage? And how long are you in that minimum wage job? And why are you in that minimum wage job? I mean, there has to be some responsibility on us, because you can't expect the government to be our parents. You had parents that taught you what to do for the first 18 years of your life. After that, it's up to you. If you don't take any responsibility for it, of course you're going to have issues with your life.
Exactly. Well, and that's why, everybody getting a trophy and, you know, leveling out this playing field, you know, the way that this has been, again, socially engineered. But yet, you know, the kids, as I've maintained, you know, when they're growing up, they know who won the game. You may not say we're supposed to keep the score, but the kids keep the score. And then come Monday after a weekend of baseball, you know, at Monday Playground, hey, we kicked your butt, you know, is what they say. So. By the way, a real quick side note here, it's being reported that Justice Scalia's body is now resting in the Supreme Court, And the president will be there on Friday to view it. People still disturbed that he's not going to be going to the funeral. What do you think? Well, we'll be talking about it right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We come to you Monday through Friday. Today is Friday. Don't let me confuse you just because I get confused. 9 to 11 Eastern. Good to have you along with us. And right now, Victor Davis Hanson joins us, the Martin and Ellie Anderson Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institute. He is a classicist. An expert on the history of war. He is syndicated through the Tribune Media Services as a columnist and a regular contributor to Pajamas Media. Victor Davis Hanson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, as always. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, let's talk Hillary Clinton. We were just playing a clip from her before we brought you on. In terms of her response that, everybody is angry. And that's why they're going toward Bernie Sanders. It seems to me that what Bernie Sanders is to the Democratic Party, Trump is to the Republican Party in response to this anger. What do you say?
I think that's partly true. I think both of them claim that they're saying things that people feel but don't feel they can express. On the Democratic side, they feel that the system is rigged against them, and here's Hillary Clinton, and she's supposed to represent them, but she's taking money from Wall Street. She breaks the law herself without consequences, and that Bernie Sanders is authentic, and he voices what they really feel. And it's really true on the Republican side, of course, that Trump says politically incorrect things that people feel, but they just feel that the Republican establishment won't let them voice. And then both of them really don't have a platform, I don't think, that is coherent, that would lead to the type of change they think they claim that they are after.
Yeah, well, the previous administration got away with it in two voting cycles, giving them, all sizzle, no steak, and it worked that time around. Why would it not work again?
Well, I think there's not much difference between make America great and hope and change, and they're both, there's a lot of Obama in both Trump and Bernie Sanders. It's, trust me, I'm not going to give you any details, and I'm an outsider, and they're doing all these bad things to you, and I'm on your side, and that's pretty much the message. And I am afraid that on either side, if you voted for either one of those into the presidency, we would have pretty much what we have now, that we'd be surprised what we actually got. I don't think people should have been surprised with Obama, but apparently they were, because this is somebody who almost everything he said in 2008 and 2012 was exactly the opposite, whether it was on immigration, when he said he couldn't break the law. He said it would be to break the law to do what he's doing now. Mm-hmm. He said that he wanted to shut down the government when he was a senator because of the debt. He didn't want to raise the debt ceiling. He filibustered the Supreme Court and said, even though he's qualified, he shouldn't be even given a vote. So I think that cynicism created Trump and Sanders, or disappointment. On the Republican side, they said, we don't want any more of this. And the Democratic side, we got let down by Obama. Let's get somebody who's even harder left.
Mm-hmm. Well, Victor, the vetting of Obama was so covered and protected. I mean, the media was, in the tank day one, for him. It was almost like he didn't even had to advertise and spend much in advertisement. And on the opposite end here, you got Trump. The media doesn't want to support him, but he is such a ratings juggernaut that they can't help but talk about him. And so
yeah,
just by mere headline. Yeah, but
he sort of does what Obama did. That's why I think they're very similar. Obama had a sense of deterrence that if you really wanted to report on Reverend Wright or what he said about Rashid Khalidi that was censored, or a typical white person, or bring a knife to a gun to a knife fight, or get in their faces, all the outrageous things he said, then you were a racist if you reported that. And the same token, Trump has deterrence. And basically, if you're a reporter and you want to go after Trump and said, you know what, you really were for the Iraq War, you said it a number of times before we invaded, then you're going to get incoming fire. So most
right.
of the people think, you know what, I really don't want to get into a shouting match with Donald Trump because I can only lose. He doesn't care about his reputation, and I do.
Right, so exactly. Not to mention the fact that he'll sue you, Victor.
Well, whatever it is, even the Pope, I think, now regrets that he didn't indirectly allude to Trump, because Trump fired back, and that's how Trump does his business, and that's how he does everything. And the media are not known to be very courageous, and then these reporters in the D.C. Washington circuit just say, you know what, I really don't want to get up in the morning and have this guy screaming and twittering at me all day. I'm just going to not report him, or if I do report, I'll make it sound like he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, Victor, you were talking about Hillary's dead-end campaign. I mean, so much is on her. And forget about the pending investigations going on with the FBI that first said, hey, we don't want to talk about it. Now they've said, hey, in fact, she is being investigated. Her trust value, all this stuff. I mean, you, in a sense, you kind of feel sorry for her in almost the same way as Jeb Bush, that here you had two people that you thought, hey, they're going to be players in this campaign, and they're kind of fading off into the sunset here.
I think you're right, except I think that Jeb Bush is a more sympathetic character than
right.
Hillary, because
mm-hmm.
he didn't quite do what she's done. He didn't mm-hmm. break federal law and then sort of flaunt it in people's faces. But her problem is that every campaign trope that she's tried is a dead end, as I tried to point out. But if the war on women has just been destroyed now, because under this new definition of sexual harassment, Bill Clinton is guilty of almost everything, and he's on the campaign trail, and his face is a Dorian Gray reminder of what his attitude toward women was, and she's married to him, and she didn't do anything, and even aided and abetted him in some ways for political viability. And then, Wall Street, Wall Street, Wall Street, she's trying to out Bernie Sanders, but my gosh, the two of them made over $100 million, and you can't really run against Wall Street when you take over $600,000 in mm-hmm. three little talks. And then students are indebted, and we have to worry about student debt. And then you think, well, wow, if that's true, why did you charge UCLA $250,000 plus? And why are you shaking down universities? So whatever the particular line, or we have to make people be treated equitably on the law. And you think, wow, people went to jail for using a private email, not even a private server, just an email with government classified material. So I think what her problem is right now is that every single approach that she's taking to this populist campaign is a reflection on her own hypocrisy, and people that are young know that, and they're not going to come out, and it's starting to look a lot like 2008, even though Bernie Sanders is a much weaker candidate than Barack Obama.
Exactly. Well, and what kind of has sealed her fate, I believe, particularly with the youth vote, is they look at her and she's old school. I mean, she tries to relate. I don't know if you heard that that interview, and she was trying to sound so hip and cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it was embarrassing.
It is, and this is also, again, talking about a failed campaign tack and hypocrisy. They told us in 2012 that the Democratic Party was the future of America. It was going to be less white, less male, less straight. And then what did they do? They went out and nominated two geriatric old white people. where you had on the Republican side Cuban Americans, Indian Americans, Black Americans, women, etc. So that didn't work either. And it, and you see these two old people, and they're basically saying, I'm so left-wing that you have to suspend all of the things I said about race, class, and gender.
Exactly.
To apply to me.
Well, Victor, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Victor Davis Hanson on Bill Martinez Live, 14 after the top of the hour right now.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find.
Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain and the mountains.
Hey, if you haven't gathered by now, okay,
your calls,
we'll
your opinions, Bill Martinez Live.
How dare I interrupt the big voice, huh? Hey, you got to have a little Christmas music all the time. I'm the kind of guy, the kids make fun of me all the time. I've told you that I listen. I'm one that listens to Christmas music come, you know, April, May, and probably in this election year, I'm going to listen to Christmas music all the way through. I need it to kind of reset my brain after all this going on. And I think right now that, you know, the people there in the Palmetto State with the carpet bombing of political ads that are going on, they probably much rather hear some Christmas music these days. Welcome back, America. 20 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and Dr. Joseph Castleberry is with us, president of Northwest University, author of The New Pilgrims, How Immigrants Are Renewing America's Faith and Values. Dr. Castleberry, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, thanks, Bill. Great to be on the show.
Hey, this is incredible. You know, you think about this, the way the Republican Party is shaking out here. I mean, who would have thought that we would have two Latinos, you know, one in the top three positions for the GOP presidential nomination?
Well, it's even more radical than that. When you throw in Ben Carson, 54% of Latino of Republican voters today in across America are in favor of either a Latino candidate or an African American. That is a powerful thing. The majority of the party right now would like to vote for a Latino or an African American, and that pretty well puts an end to the notion that the Republican Party as a whole is racist. They're a racist in the Democratic Party, and they're a racist in the Republican Party. But when 54% of the party prefers a minority candidate, that pretty well puts an end to Hillary Clinton's credibility when she accuses the Republicans of being a racist.
Yeah, but and what you bring up here, Joseph, is empirical evidence, and the media and Hillary and the like, that's not a bullet that fits into their gun. So, you know, they're going to keep, you know, they're going to keep pouring
you
out their lies, right?
If you wrong size bullet in it, it can really blow up in your face. So.
Well, you know, and I got to tell you, many of us are waiting for that to happen. You know, with all due respect here, because you know, we understand. Look, it's the political season, and you know as well as I do, Joseph. Particularly when you talk about the Hispanic culture, this is hard for them to stomach. You know, this kind of battling back and forth, and level of disrespect. But I'll tell you, the gloves are off. There's no doubt about it.
Well, this is going to be the wildest political campaign we've seen since 1968, and will probably be even wider. We'll hope there won't be an assassination like there was in 68.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
That was pretty extreme, but this is the craziest campaign I have ever seen. I've been watching these things since the 60s. But, yeah, this is going to be vigorous.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, listen to the rhetoric. I mean, you never heard the L word as often as you do now. And, I mean, at every turn, and this is where I believe the Republicans need to ratchet it back a little bit. I don't know if Ryan Priebus has any kind of influence here, but it's like, guys, put the gun down. We're in the tent. We're, like, shooting each other here.
This has a genesis. Donald Trump came out and made it very clear that he would not act like a gentleman, that he would not follow the rules that have been in place for years. He would not try to follow any level of etiquette. And that he was going to fire from the hip, and he was going to always make every issue about him. And so that's where this started. But I think when the other candidates fall into it, they're falling into his game, and nobody can be as rude as he can.
Exactly.
So they can't beat him on that ground.
Yeah. Yeah, he's willing to go to places that they never even thought were possible.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if a candidate like Jeb Bush starts cussing or you know, acting unmannerly, he betrays himself, because his whole branding is to be the genteel candidate. The same thing with Marco Rubio. He's supposed to be the positive, upbeat, future-oriented candidate. And, you know, and he's done a fairly good job of not allowing himself pulled into the mud. But yeah, he has to avoid that stuff. Ted Cruz, he wants to be the trusted person. But, you know, when you call somebody else a liar, it casts aspersions on your own credibility.
Exactly.
So, you know, the candidates really got to clean this up. This is un-Republican of them. They're breaking Ronald Reagan's first commandment: "Thou shalt not speak badly of another Republican."
Right. And as you know, whenever you're spending time attacking someone, that's time you're losing in presenting your case.
Oh, absolutely. The American people want to hear great ideas about our future. That, you know, the adults follow the leader who can tell them the best story about the future. And, you know, Donald Trump is declaring a better future. He's declaring a future in which we win, but his declarations have absolutely no details to them, no level of policy or planning or, you know, the story has no color. It's just one assertion. We're going to win. We're going to be great. If the other candidates can actually tell the story better than that, I think they'll get people to listen to them because, you know, most Republicans today do not want Donald Trump as the nominee.
Well, it is all about vision. You and I know that, Dr. Castleberry. You know, vision wins, but you got to be able to articulate it, and there needs to be one with substance. For 8 years ago, we bought into that hope and change vision and found out there was it was just a headline. There was no substance. It was it had about as much depth to it as a bumper sticker, as we'd say. And you know, here we are again with Making America Great Again. Okay, well then, how are we going to do it? And when you wait for the answer, it's like, you know, waiting for him to tell you what the nuclear triad is all about.
Well, the devil is in the details, as we've always said, and let's hear the details. Let's hear how you're planning to make America great, how you're planning to make America win, what that means to you. That's going to be absolutely necessary for the general election. But you have to say that the election has been interesting and it's drawn tremendous attention, and I think there's a chance we could have the highest voter turnout in history when the elections finally come around.
Well, that's one part of the proposition. Joseph, I much would want to hear that we not only had the highest voter turnout, but we had the most educated voters that ever came out.
It's not headed that way.
No, it's not, because we're staying in the visceral, you know, area. We're at the top layer. We need to drill down a little bit. But I got to tell you, congratulations to Anderson Cooper, CNN, with what they're doing with their town hall presentations. I think that is just some awesome journalism. If there was ever a political program that deserved an award on behalf of We the People, it's what they're doing there by allowing the candidates to, you know, leave the mud at home. Let's talk life here. And they're very real, and they're coming across. I mean, they're connecting with people.
You know, absolutely, and that's what we need more of.
So
I think this is an exciting time in America. Talking about the Latino candidate, this is an exciting time in America because it's causing us to ask all kinds of questions about identity. You know, some people have questioned whether Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio are authentic Latinos. Mm-hmm. Other people have asked the question, how can an evangelical Christian or a Roman Catholic vote for Donald Trump? And in both of those questions, what we hear is, what does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be an evangelical? What does it mean to be a Latino? What does it mean to be authentic? And since the 1950s, we've defined authenticity as making your own choices, not letting the crowd, not letting the establishment, not letting the culture decide who you're going to be, but you making your own life, you making your own decision. And when you look at a candidate like Ted Cruz, he's a person with a Hispanic father and a white American mother who has decided who he's going to be. That's perfectly dignified. He loves his father, loves his heritage. With Rubio, you have it done a different way. Loves his parents, loves his heritage, speaks Spanish beautifully, but has also decided to be a fully assimilated American. That's a dignified choice. But people's identities are a lot more complicated than just one label, and they make choices based on what seems right to them.
Exactly. And of course, we have to be careful when the Pope chimes in and tries to declare one person a Christian, not just because they want to protect our boundaries. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's interesting, to say the least.
One.
Yeah. Dr. Joseph Castleberry, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo and No Barriers Warriors are teaming up for the third consecutive year to empower veterans through the Warriors to Summits Expedition Series, one of many experiences No Barriers Warriors offers veterans with disabilities to help them overcome obstacles and unleash their full potential. Selected veterans will embark on grueling expeditions to Wyoming, New Hampshire, and Colorado. Through these transformative journeys, participants will push their boundaries while reflecting on their past, recognizing where they are now, and developing a vision for their future. This mental and physical challenge will help veterans make a significant change in their lives. John Toth, Director for No Barriers Warriors.
We're excited to offer 3 expeditions in 2016 and help transform even more veterans' lives.
To apply for the Warriors to Summits 2016 Expedition Series or to learn more, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications will be accepted through March 4th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Whether you ask for forgiveness. At one point, I remember you said to me, you try to not to do things wrong so that you don't have to ask for forgiveness. Was there a moment when you first heard the Pope had said something about you that you thought, maybe I'm going to have to ask for forgiveness?
No. Look, I have a lot of respect for the Pope. I think he's got a lot of personalities, very different. He's a very different kind of a guy. And I think he's doing a very good job. He's a lot of energy. But I would say that I think he was very much misinterpreted. And I also think he was given false information. If he would have heard our side, the side from people that live in the United States.
Would you like to meet with him and talk to him about it?
I'll do it anytime he wants. I mean, I think it would be very interesting. No, I like him. I mean, I like him as a personality. I like what he represents, and I certainly have great respect for the position.
As you know, we did a town.
You know, for people have been waiting for Donald Trump to be a little bit more calm and respectful. That was a calm response. But I think it's also because of the setting, and this is what we've been talking about this morning, is with Anderson Cooper and the town hall. It kind of sets a different stage and. You know, just environment where these candidates can be, I think, a little bit more of themselves instead of being so pugilistic. Coach Kevin Collins is with us right now. He's, of course, his website, coachesright.com. That's where you want to go for more information. Coach, always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Great to be back with you, Bill.
Hey, we wanted to start out with the Trump response to the Pope. It was a bit disturbing, you know, for the Pope to enter into a political arena. I don't remember another Pope entering in like this, and especially with partial information and one that would be, that would cause so much controversy.
Yes, believe me, this is very troubling
for a number of reasons to adherent Catholics, and it should be troubling to everyone that that has an interest in Christianity, as this remark came from the largest Christian group in the world. You know, I believe that Trump is right in that the Pope has been given bad information. And certainly it is it's embarrassing to note that there is a 39-foot wall around the country that he lives in, Francis lives in,
right.
And it has the strictest immigration policy on earth, even more strict than the Japanese have. So I think he got caught up in the moment. I'm not making excuses for it, but it's just the type of crazy thing that's happened in this cycle. This is going to go down as the most atypical presidential cycle in history, and this is just another facet of it.
Well, and that's because the rules of engagement are naturally altered when you have so many outsiders involved in this, Coach. I mean, and you have somebody like Donald Trump who is totally outside of the nine-dot paradigm.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. And it's, you have Francis who doesn't really have very much of an understanding of the American people. He doesn't. And he makes a remark and adds himself into the presidential race conversation almost like, you know, like he wandered onto a minefield while he was picking flowers. And now I suspect that he's bewildered by the response. I hope he is, because I'm sure that he didn't say what he said out of any kind of particular malice. I think that he was trying to, in a not well formed way, trying to change Trump's position on the wall.
Well, and to question his Christianity or anybody else's, because not only was Trump impugned, but any American that thinks having a border, a defined border, all of a sudden you're not a Christian because you don't want to protect your interests. But let's keep in mind, Your Holiness, how much money this country has given to Mexico, how we have supported Mexico on so many levels, but that's not considered in the calculus right now when we only look at it from an emotional standpoint, that somehow, illegal people, whether they're Hispanic and the people in Mexico, that only represents about 40% of the illegals in this country, okay? So let's hold that into perspective. But only because we're talking about south of the border, you've got to pause for a moment and consider how generous America has been toward Mexico.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you go right back to the fact that, remember the Gadsden Purchase, going all the way back to right after the Mexican War, we felt it necessary to redefine the border lines because Mexico had complained, and Mexico was compensated for the land that was taken. Sure, it was taken at gunpoint. I understand that, but and from then on, we've always had a friendly relationship with Mexico. And I just think that when the Mexican politicians have taken advantage of the fact that America has been willing to be their safety valve, so that you have people who are diligent and go-getters and want to get ahead in their life, and the Mexican politicians look at them as a threat, so they make things intolerable for them. On the one hand, and on the other hand, they make it easy for these people to come north of the border and be absorbed into America, where they're no longer their problem.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when you consider Mexico State, with all the graft and, that's so well documented, the drug cartels taking over their country, I mean, Coach, if you and I were on the other side of the border, we would be like we would be like them. We would be scratching, crawling, doing whatever we could to come north and find some freedom and hope for our families. And right now, I mean, there's, you know, unfortunately, our politicians have messed up the whole process and have made it so unnecessarily complicated and confusing and entitlement oriented to where it has become unfair. And now the population and even Hispanics who have come here illegally and have found legal status along the way, they're agreeing that this is not right. And, you know, this is the conversation because people understand, Coach, what fair is. And when I talk to Hispanics, I mean, they'll start out and they'll be yelling at me and everything. And I, you know, okay, let's calm down here. Let's just deal with the facts here. If you were in charge, what would you declare as fair? And what they come to the conclusion, the same thing that we all do, Coach, is that there is a fair way. There's a just way in which to come into this country, be productive, participate in furthering the excellence and the heritage of this great country that we enjoy, and let's move forward. I mean, I understand there's also there's some Mexicans and some people of Hispanic descent that believe in their home country. My grandfather, who came here and did very well, I mean, the last thing that was on his mind the first thing which scared him, and he told my grandmother, he goes, whatever you do, if I die, do not bury me here in the United States. I want to go back to Mexico. And when he first came here to the United States, he and my grandmother paid one penny for their, for their permit and their citizenship. That's what they paid, one penny to come to the United States. And but as soon as when it was time for him to go back home to Mexico, at the border, he tore up his papers. My grandmother didn't, but he did. And he saw himself as a Mexican. That's what he wanted to live and die for. And that's what he did. And that's in spite of the Mexican government coming in and stealing property and leaving him for dead on several occasions. We're talking a man that had many acres, Coach. And the government came in and stole it from him. They shot him a couple of times. I mean, he died with one eye because they shot one eye out. I mean, that's how crazy it is. But that's where his heart was at. And God loved him for it. We got more from the coach coming up. Stay with us, America. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. The tradition of making new goals and resolutions each year to lose weight is nothing new. We all know that making those resolutions and keeping them are two very different things. Medical director of the Wellness Clinic at the University of Colorado, Anschutz Health and Wellness Center, and medical director on the docuseries Extreme Weight Loss, Dr. Holly Wyatt, comments.
In a time when you might be struggling to carry out your weight loss resolutions, it's important to remember that you're not alone. Schedule an appointment with your healthcare professional. They can help you create a weight loss plan that's right for you.
Dr. Wyatt recently helped launch Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, a new campaign designed to empower overweight or obese women to take action now and talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. Visit iResolveNow.com for tips from Dr. Wyatt on how to stay motivated in your weight loss journey. Learn about different treatment options and participate in a cartoon caption contest for a chance to win prizes to help you reach your weight loss goals.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Online on your smartphone, over 270 markets now across these United States and around the world via shortwave. Bill Martinez Live coming at you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. Coach Kevin Collins is in the house, and we're talking, about this political environment we are in. Let me give you a little bit of his creds just so that we put this in perspective, because we're going to be talking about some public admin stuff. His doctoral degree is in public admin, so he knows what he's talking about. I mean, he's been a public administrator himself. He served stateside during the Vietnam War, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly. A retired New York City police officer, a member of the American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Coach, I want you to put a ribbon on this conversation we were having earlier, and you say relevant to systems. You know, when people say, nobody wins in systems, I agree with you. That's not true.
Yeah. When I taught public administration, we would get around to discussing systems, and I would wait for one of my students to say, well, yeah, that's a system that nobody wins on by. And, of course, that's the accepted mantra. And that makes it easy to throw your hands up and walk away. But the truth is, there is no such thing as a system that nobody wins by.
Mm.
It's just that in some systems, the winner is more carefully hidden than in other systems. Because any system that truly has no winners collapses very quickly.
Exactly.
So, somebody is winning in these systems, in this immigration system, and we know who it is. I mean, it's the Cheap Labor Express gang, and it's the Democrats to get more voters. But that's what I wanted to say to wrap that up.
Well, and to your point, Coach, and for those of us who have been in business any length of time, we know that's what happens. You have the woof and warp of any operation, and, you know, what make for smart business people, just like with Donald Trump. you know, he saw opportunities where people saw loss and they gave up hope, and he comes in and they go, oh, you're so lucky. Well, you know, some people have an eye for those opportunities to see what other people are willing to throw their hands up and walk away from, and they can see the advantage. And this is not, you know, this isn't something that's new. It's operated from day one where opportunities are there if you have eyes to see it and you go after it. The challenge that we have, like you say, to your point, is we have systems operating and people benefiting, you know, like, for example, our government right now. Let me tell you, we're $19 trillion in debt and counting. Okay, and at every turn we're losing. Well, let me tell you, there are people who are winning as a result, no doubt about it, winning as a result big time. If that wasn't the case, we'd been out of this problem a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And that's really the bottom line of all this stuff. Now, Coach, let's talk Wall Street Journal's shameless fake poll, not once but twice now, huh?
Yeah. Early in the week, the Wall Street Journal completely abandoned any kind of propriety and released this national poll that showed that Ted Cruz had jumped somewhere, depending upon how you compare him with other polls, somewhere between 17 and 20 points to be ahead of Donald Trump. Now, the just like any other push poll that's used to shape public opinion, not measure it, the internals of this poll were carefully hidden, and the message that came along with it was replete with disclaimers about, well, this could be that it's just a, you know, a momentary pause is the language they used, and you know, Trump bounced back. This is just the Wall Street Journal is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who is an open borders amnesty guy who hates Trump. He doesn't particularly like Cruz, I'm sure, but he just wants to try and kill Trump. Now, that was roundly booed and mocked and made fun of by the professional polling community. And now we have more today in South Carolina. The Wall Street Journal poll has decided that Trump's lead, which was somewhere again north of 20 points in South Carolina, is now down to 5 points.
Exactly, right.
So really, and it's the same type of fuzzy language, and it's just shameless. It's really is just shameless. Just one comparison. Today we also saw, yesterday we saw the South Carolina House GOP poll, 5,800 likely voters with a margin of just 2% shows Trump up 34-18. So please, you know, really. It's just shameless what they're doing, and I don't. They tried it in New Hampshire. I don't think it's going to work. It didn't work then, and I don't think it's going to work tomorrow.
Well, Coach, it's bothersome when you have people interjecting themselves, and polls like this, no doubt, will have an influence. You know, like anything, whether it's a rumor that somebody is folding up tent, which happened in Iowa. Taking a break to go get a change of clothes. This is very concerning when this kind of stuff happens. And, you know, we were talking with Dr. Joseph Castleberry earlier, and, you know, he said that we'll probably have the largest, you know, vote response than we've had in a long time coming up. And I said, well, we could only hope that not only be the largest, but it would also be the most intelligent, you know, voters that we could have out there.
Yeah, I agree. It'll come down to tomorrow, and now there are indications that Jeb Bush will be leaving tomorrow, or may very well be leaving tomorrow night.
And well, they're saying he's out of money. He told his staff he's not going to pay anybody beyond Saturday. That's pretty much
pretty,
Yeah,
and I guess he'll take his super secret Dakota ring, believed only by Rush Limbaugh internal poll, with him when he goes.
Yeah, I mean, he says he only looks at the polls that he wants to look at. And the thing is, Coach, I don't know if you caught this last night, but in the and I keep drawing reference to it because I was just so impressed because you get a chance to see the candidates from a different perspectives. The CNN town hall with Anderson Cooper, aside from, some of the, stuff and the influence, I came away appreciating Jeb Bush's candor and his abilities. I mean, the guy, he knows his stuff, and I think that the Republican field this year has given the voting public, has given Republicans great options here. We started with 18 people, and you look at, the Ben Carsons and the Carly Fiorinas and the Jeb Bushes and that, and John Kasich. I mean, we got some talented people here, and I hope that we can find a place for them, especially, Carly Fiorina, for example. She just wants to serve. Find a place for her. I mean, if you can find a place for Caroline Kennedy, you're going to tell me you can't find a place for Carly Fiorina?
Bingo. Exactly. Exactly. It all has to do with what's in the heart of the next president. And, I think that the next president will be Donald Trump, and I think that he will make some appointments that will disappoint people and others that people like, and in that case, he will be very much like other politicians, except that he will build the wall and bomb the crap out of ISIS.
Well, he'll build the wall, and I'll guarantee you this: Mexico will pay for it. There is no doubt in my mind, and people who think differently just do not understand business. Because it is in Mexico's best interest to build the wall. The other thing we've maintained is that you have to give Mexico an incentive to want to protect the wall. And there's things that we can do. And Donald Trump knows how to do that because it's a business thing. When it comes to business, he's going to make things happen. There's no question about it. He's brilliant in that regard. Not genteel, but brilliant. And and there's going to be some things that, yes, are going to disturb people because the Beltway, operates in a parallel universe that is not anything like, the rest of us, the way we operate. We don't get paid for not showing up for work for an extended period of time to where, I think at last count, the government reported something like over $3 billion, Coach, we're paying people not to show up for work in the government because they just don't know how to fire them.
I know.
But that kind of stuff will come to an end. The other thing is, in terms of, we've been told, oh, we've got to have these brilliant people working for us, and we pay them for, 50% over what the rest of us people are being paid, in the public sector, because there's so much better, but yet $19 trillion and counting continues, and don't ask for any kind of accountability, right? Well, that's a wrap for us, ladies and gentlemen. Coach, as always, good to have you with us. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.